Hello and welcome back to What Do You Know For Sure podcast with me, Anne Hughes. In this week's episode, I was joined by Angela Duncan, who was joining me from Miami in the USA. And she was talking about abundance, about money, about being a positive person and being intentional with your life, and really about the fact that she changed her attitudes and she changed the way she showed up in the world, and it's changed her life. Also, lots of tips on how we can begin down that path ourselves if we also believe that we deserve more money abundance in our lives. Angela, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a bit about you, Angela.
Yeah, so I currently live in Miami, Florida, and I'm also a podcast host. My brand is Empower Her Money, and I love teaching women, especially business owners, how to help control their finances and be more profitable in their business.
Ah, perfect, perfect. Tell me, Angela, I know you've been thinking about it, and thank you so much for getting in touch to come on the podcast. What do you know for sure?
I know for sure that if you believe that you deserve money abundance, then it is very possible. And the opposite is true, too, because if you also believe that you don't deserve money or you can't earn money, then that's the life that you're going to live. And so I really focus on money mindset when it comes to entrepreneurs and helping teach them that they have to change their mindset before they put in the action items to be more profitable.
Yeah. And you know, I resonate with it previously in years gone by, probably until the last 3 or 4 years. I always had a lack mentality when it came to money. And then I became self-employed. And so then I earn more, but also there's more risk because obviously work might not come. And I decided at some point that I had to shift my mindset on it. And now I always believe work will always come to me, and that money, there's loads of money out there, it'll always flow to me. And actually it has really changed. So I won't allow myself to feel lack mentality. I don't really know how that happened for me, but I know if I had spoken to you 5 years, 6 years, 20 years ago, I would have been wanting all the info on it. So let us understand a wee bit more about how this is possible to be more abundant, to be financially aware and believe that you can be abundant in that area.
Yeah. So for me, there's not a lot of things in this world that you can control, but you can control your own attitude. You can control what information comes into your brain and what is in your environment. So I am a big believer that how you start your day and how you end your day really helps with that shift in that mindset. So, you know, I used to be a very negative person. You know, I grew up in poverty. I didn't know any different. And that was the life that I lived. But I started to bring people around me that had a different lifestyle so that I could learn from them. So, you know, we go back to how we start your day. I'm a positive person today, but I have to work on this every day. It is not natural for me to be positive and for me to be happy. So I have to start my day with intention. When I wake up in the morning, I do not look at my phone. I'm not looking at social media. I'm not looking at my emails because that can be stressful. It can be, you know, not a great start to my day. So how I want to start my day is in a positive way. So I get up, I grab my glass of water, I grab my journal, and I take my dogs outside. Now, obviously, I'm in Miami, so this is very easy for me to go outside because it's 81 degrees right now. But for whatever your environment is, wherever you need to go, maybe somewhere in your house, to just sit in silence and kind of write out your thoughts. What am I working on right now? What are my goals? And what are my gratitude statements? You know, for example, I'm grateful to be in Miami. I do not own sweaters like the one I can see you wearing right now, but I'm grateful that the weather is amazing outside and that I can go outside every day and enjoy that sunshine and that warmth. So just writing down the little things that I'm grateful for help me stay in positive, and it helps me understand that that's abundance for me. So it's going to be something different for everybody when you're thinking about what is abundant in your life and what do you deserve in your life? What do you want in your life? And as women, we think, but we also feel. So when you're thinking about, I want to be more successful, what does that mean to you? What does that look like to you? And how do you feel when you're there? Who's there celebrating with you? So I talk a lot about mindset because it's so important for you to really try and control that mindset first so that you can work on your business as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, or as an employee for somebody else. But you have to believe that you deserve this first.
Yeah, perfect. I'm taking it, Angela, that you haven't always known this, that something happened at some point. Because like me, you've said that you grew up in poverty, things were tough. You probably had that lack mentality that we have when we've experienced poverty. Something changed. What was that change?
When I was 24, 25, my daughter was born. And I knew I did not want her to have to grow up in poverty. I remember not being able to buy clothes. I remember having school lunches because that was free. And that's what, you know, the school provides to people who have low income. I remember taking a city bus to go to school while my friends who were 16 and 17 had their own cars. So I remember how that felt as a child. And when I became a mother, I did not want the same for my daughter. So that's when I really started diving into personal development, reading books and going to webinars and just meeting people who had a different lifestyle, something that, you know, from the outside looked like something that I want to have, and just asked a lot of questions and be very curious about what they're doing, how are they doing it, because what you'll find is a lot of times people, they're willing to share. They came from a different place, and if they're in a much better position today, then they're going to want to give back. They're going to want to share their stories and tell you how they did it. And when you come to them, not asking for things, but really just seeking the knowledge and willing to put in the work in yourself, then they're more willing to help you along your way in your journey. And then I just continue to seek out other people and ask questions. And I find that people are just more willing to help. And so you have to be afraid not to, you know, ask questions too, because sometimes we don't like to ask for help. We don't want to ask questions, but that's really one of the big key factors to changing your world is getting that information that's already out there and available for you.
It's really fascinating, isn't it? Because I started working for myself in 2018, so a couple of years before the pandemic. And when the pandemic began, I thought, what does this mean for my business? I'm a consultant operating with a non-profit charity. And I thought, what does this mean for my business? And actually, it actually was the making of my business, because it didn't matter that I was in Glasgow. I could do work anywhere in the UK because we were all online anyway. And so that really started to shift. I thought, well, work is always going to be available to me. People are always going to need what it is that I've got to give. And so I had that shift. Now, I noted something you said earlier, that you work on it every day. So I do work on my business every day. Today, I've been doing several emails to people, reaching out to people about wanting to have a coffee, because I know there's potential that there could be work there for me. And so there's that work every day. But being a positive person, I think I've always been pretty positive too. I think people think it's really easy for me. They'll say to me, oh, it's easy for you, Anne, because you're positive. Do you have that fired at you as if, like, this is no work whatsoever? I mean, I'll be really honest. Now I've made it such a habit and such a part of who I am, it doesn't feel like hard work, but it hasn't always been like that.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I was married for a long time. And so if you were to ask my ex-husband if I was a positive person when we were married, and he would say no. I used to tell people that I was a realistic person, which is just another word for negative, you know, for me. So I really had to change that. And I still have to every day. Like, you know, I woke up this morning and I had an event last night, so I was a little tired, but I knew I committed this time to you. And I don't want to show up halfway. I want to be 100%. I want to be the best version of myself for you, because you're giving your time to me. And if your audience is listening, they deserve that best version. Yeah. So I had to talk to myself this morning, write in my journal, and just be grateful that you and I have this opportunity to meet in completely different places in this world and be grateful for that. And so that shifts my mind. When I come from a place of gratitude, for me personally, that's how I get into a positive mindset. That's the way that I help shift me. Now, it's going to be different for everybody. So they have to figure out, like, what is it that makes you happy? Think about that. Could it be your children? Could it be your work? You know, whatever that is, and you're feeling a little negative, close your eyes. And just picture that, and then imagine what that feeling is. And then that positivity just kind of takes over. And I just let it, you know, that's where I want to be. That's where I'm going to stay. And that's how I go for my day. But I wouldn't say most people think that I've ever been negative, and that's probably similar for you. Now that it's in practice so much, I do tend to have that positivity, but I don't want to show up somewhere in that negative mindset. So I know I have to work on that first and then go show up for whatever it is that I need to do.
Yeah. And I wonder if it's like me. I sometimes show up places and believe that if I show up as super positive, and people are not going to like that. Because let's face it, most people are negative. I'm not trying to be a naysayer of the world, but most people are pretty negative. So sometimes my positivity can look naive, or it can just be too much, or it can just be like, what is she on? Or it can meet a bad reaction. And so sometimes I have to almost measure how much positivity will be welcome here. And I have to limit myself a wee bit until I can lull myself into the group and have them trust me. And then I can be positive once they know me. Do you also have that experience?
I do, but I kind of look at it a little bit differently. Right. So if you walk into a room and there's negative people there, you can allow for them to make you negative. It's very easy for them to take over and be negative, right? I like to think of it differently. My job when I walk into that room, if it's a negative environment or if I'm not feeling as many positive people, it's a challenge for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to change them, or they're just going to not give so much negativity that my like overpowering, like a power, almost like a bright light, right? I'm coming into this room. I am a bright light, and my job is to help create light and positivity in that room and not allow for that negativity to take over me. But hopefully for my positivity, for that person to walk away and say, oh, wow, they were a nice person. They were very positive, or I like them. Instead of, oh, that person was negative, I don't want to spend time with them. I want people to want to spend time with me. And I feel like we can take that positivity and change other people and help them to be positive. Because like you said, you know, we weren't always positive people. What if you met one person in that room that decided that day they no longer want to be that negative person? Yeah. They want to be a positive person. Mm-hmm. And you have that impact on them. So I don't want to dial down my positivity. I actually want to turn it up and hopefully change that person in front of me from a negative to a positive person.
Yeah. And if we circle back to what you said at the start about money abundance, what are some quick things that people can begin to do to have more abundance in their life when it comes to money? Or some blocks perhaps that they need to lose? I don't know.
Yeah. So for, you know, and it's different for different cultures, I believe, as well. You know, as a child, when I was growing up, what I hear a lot of people say is their parents say, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. We don't have enough money, or you don't need that. Well, who's to say what you do and do not need? Only you can understand that. So when I work with clients, we first start with that early childhood. What was it that was taught to you from your parents? And we write it down. Now we look at that. Is that true for me today? Most times the answer is no. And so I have positive quotes all over my house, you know, my bedroom, my bathroom. So I'm constantly telling my brain and reprogramming my brain that whatever I was taught before is not correct. That's not who I am today. This is what I'm telling myself today, because this is the life that I want to live today. So it's controlling what you're visually seeing. It's controlling what you're saying. It's controlling what you're reading, what you're watching on TV. You know, I don't watch TV at all unless it's funny videos like cats and dogs on YouTube. Yeah. But I really control what comes into my brain, because I don't want that negativity. I don't want that poverty mindset anymore. And when I see that, or when I hear it from people, I have to remind myself, that's not me anymore. That's not how I think. That's not where I want to live. And I just keep that abundance all around me, so my brain is reminded, we deserve to be wealthy. And that's a different version for me, but I know what that means to me, and I deserve it. And I'm going to work for it, and I'm going to create value to other people so that they can learn what wealthy is to them too.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, Angela, for joining us on the podcast and for sharing your wisdom.
Yes, thank you, Anne.
Hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Anne Hughes Ignite.
If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud. Again, just searching Anne Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annehughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.